Today's topic is the whole discussion of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbo. So we're still learning the sugyas in Kedusha in the second parak in Yanei Shlichus. So Gemara is trying to find the raya that we have the concept of Shluchos Adam Kamoso. The Gemara brings a raya from the pasuk v'shachto so called Kala Das Yisrael Ben Arbaim. That all the Kal, even though only one person does Shechita, so it's as if the entire Kal did the Shechita. So then the Gemara says, maybe that's only true when there's some level of shutvis. Only when there's a shutvis, when all the different partners of the chabura of Karban Pesach have a certain chelik in the Karban Pesach, so then you could be a shliach for one another. But in a situation where there is no shutvis, maybe shlichus doesn't work. If I appoint you to be my shliach for something that you have no part in, maybe shlichus shouldn't work in that case. The Gemara wants to know, what's the source that shlichus works even when there is no shutvis between the mishalach and the shliach? The Tosa says, whoever says there has to be, maybe it's true. Maybe Shlichus only works when there's Shutvis, when the Mishaleach and the Shliach are partners together. Maybe only then Shlichus works, but maybe elsewhere it shouldn't work. So Tosa says it's impossible, because we have a Mefurish Mishnah that says Shlichus does work even when there is no Shutvis. What's that Mishnah? So Tosa on Daf Mem Beis, the Ramaskal Vedilma, quotes this Mishnah in Psachim Daf Peches. He says, the person says to Amar la Rabbo, the Rabbo, the Rab says to his Eved, Tzei v'shachet alaya Pesach. He says to the Eved, go shech the Pesach for me. V'shachach ma Amar la Rabbo. The Eved, when he gets to the place, when he gets to the base of Migdash, he forgets what animal the Rab wanted. Was it a gedi or was it a tle? Was it a sheep or was it a goat? So what does he do? So the Eved says, Yikach gedi v'tlev. He takes both a goat and a sheep. V'yomer, he says, Im gedi amar li rabbi. If my rav said to me, take a gedi, so tle sholi, so then the tle will be mine. V'gedi shalom, the gedi is his. But if the rav said to me to take a tle, so the tle will be for my master, and the gedi will be for me. So we see from here that certainly the Eved Kanani, who has no bias over anything, because Masha kana Eved kana rabbo, so he has no ownership on his own. So when he does the shlichus for his rav, there's no shutvis. So it's an example where we see that there is no shutvis, yet shlichus still works. So it has to be that shlichus works. What's the source? That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. How do we see shlichus works even when there is no shutvis? So the Rashash, among other Achronim, asks the following question. The Rashash asks, number one, he says, L'chora yeshlomar shiny eved diyado ki yad rabo. How could Tosis bring a proof from this Mishnah? That Mishnah is referring to an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is considered the extension of the master. So Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. So that's why it works in the case of the Karban Pesach. But perhaps in a different situation, where you're just using the mechanism of Shlichus, so then maybe it doesn't work. There's two different concepts. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is one concept. It's an extension of me as the Rav. So that's why it works, even though there's no Shutvis. But Shlichus works very differently. Shlichus is a completely different concept, and maybe that only works when there's a shutvis between the mishalech and the shliach. So there's no raya from this Mishnah in Psachim that it works, that shlichus works, when there is no shutvis. That's the kasha that Rashash asks on the proof of Tosis. Everyone hear the question?
He's claiming yad, not shlichus.
Exactly, very good. So Shar Melech suggests his answer, which, who might say it's a weak answer, but doesn't seem so so clear, and this is what it's talking about. But he says the Mishnah in Psachim doesn't tell us which type of Eved he's using. We assumed, Rashash assumed, it was an Eved Kanani. And Eved Kanani works through a different mechanism through Yad, and not through Shlichus. It's not a proof. The Shar Melech says, no, it just says Stam Eved. It could be an Eved Kanani or an Eved Ivri. It's referring to both cases. It just says you send your Eved off. So what's an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri is a Jew who sold himself into slavery because he didn't have money, he stole something and couldn't pay it back. Whatever the reason is, he was sold either Machu Atmo, he sold himself, or Machu Bezdin. It's another Mishnah in Kedushin. Either he sold himself or Bezdin sold him because he couldn't pay up his debt. Either way, it's a Jew who is working for him, not an Eved. Even though he's called an Eved Ivri, he's really a Poel, he's really a worker. He works for me. So when I send the Eved to Shech the carbon for me, that's real Shlichus. The concept of the Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is limited to an Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri has no concept of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. The only way an Eved Ivri works on behalf of me is through the mechanism of Shlichus. So if you assume that this Mishnah is referring to an Eved Ivri, which is through Shlichus, then this Mishnah does serve as a good proof for what Tosis is saying, that we see that Shlichus works even when there is no shutzfus. That's the way the Shaar HaMelech understands Shitas Tosfos. I want to suggest something else based on the Sugin Bamitzia. Let's leave that behind. Tosfos brings a raya from Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani rather, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo. Doesn't seem to work out. We're looking for Shlichas, we're not looking for Yad. What's Tosfos talking about here? Right? So let's look at the Gemara Bamitzia number 3 now. Gemara Bamitzia is referring to this concept of She'ela Bebailim. Sheila Bebailim is, if I'm borrowing something, the halacha is, I'm chayiv ba'onsin. If I'm borrowing something and something crazy happens, I need to pay. Since all the hana is to me, I get to use it, so then anything that happens, I'm responsible to pay for any onus.
It's a show-all.
The show-all, exactly. So then the pasuk says, let's say the baal is emo, the owner is with me. He lends me something, he lends me a cow, and then he's going to come along with me and work with the cow. So we're baal of emo, we're together. And then something happens to the cow, an onus happens, I'm actually off the hook. I'm pater, based on a gzersa kasef. If baal of emo, if the baal is with me, there's a ptur in anything that happens to the shoah. So now the Gemara asks in number 3, Amr le Rav Elisha le Rava, ha'omer la'avdo tsei v'hishol imparasi ma. I say to my Eved, when I'm lending this cow to Binyamin, so you Eved, you're going to represent me, you go with the cow. Not me, but the Eved's going to be there. So the Gemara says, "Tibay leman damer shlucha shadam kamoso, tibay leman damer shlucha shadam eino kamoso." This is a suffix. What's the halacha? Does the Eved represent me as the mashil or not? And this discussion is both if you assume that shlucha shadam kamoso, and even if you assume shlucha shadam lav kamoso, this is a relevant question. How so? If you assume shlucha shadam kamoso, maybe it's only if I send the shliach, who's a bar mitzvah, who's a yid, does it work? But an eved who's not chayv in mitzvos, maybe he shouldn't be my shliach. And even if you assume that in general shlucho shadam kamoso is really lav kamoso, shlucho shadam lav kamoso, so then that's only by shlichus. But eved works through a completely different concept, a different mechanism of yad eved ki yad rabo. So again, the suffix is if you assume shlucho shadam kamoso, if I send you as a shliach, so you can represent me as the baal of emo, maybe an eved wouldn't work, because an eved isn't a Jew. An eved can't represent me. So it's, but if you say the other way around, that even though, let's say, a shliach cannot be my representative, and therefore if I send them off, it's not as if I'm there, but maybe an eved is greater than a shliach, because he's my extension. So you could say two ways. Either an eved's greater than a shliach, because he's yad eved kiyad rabo, or maybe he's less than a shliach, because he's lav bar mitzvah, he's not a yid. That's the suffix of the Gemara.
Now that we're smarter, because we've already seen the first 10 minutes of the shiur, and we know the Gemara position, what was the suffix of the Gemara? If the Eved is a Eved Kanani, then it's a Yad Rabo. And if the Eved is an Eved Ivri, then it's a Shliach.
Right, so at this stage, it seemed that the Gemara didn't know the answer. That's the last line, where the Gemara answers, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, Dami. That's the conclusion. The conclusion is, what you're saying, that Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba, which means if I send my Eved Kanani to go with the behema, it's considered She'ela Bailim, and he would be Pater. Just like if I were there with the behema, if my Eved's there with the behema, it's considered Baal of Emo, and he's Pater, he's off the hook. So Mamish, the Eved Kanani represents me.
And either way, Jewish or non-Jewish?
Exactly. One Eved Kanani is there. No, one Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is not Jewish.
No, I know, yeah. But we're supposing either case. It would work either way.
What's either way? What are the two cases?
If it was a Jewish person, by the idea of Shaliach.
So that's what's unclear. No. All the Gemara answers is, that's leading up to the next point, the only thing that Gemara answers is, Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo. My Eved will represent me. What about Shlichas? The Gemara doesn't answer. So the Gemara seems to say, well, it depends on how you paskin legabe Shlichas. If you assume Shluchel Sha'adam Kamosa, that he represents me, so what you're saying is, then it would be representing me.
If it's a Jew.
If it's a Jew. And if it's lav kamoso, if you assume in general, shluchel sha'adam lav kamoso, that a shliach, a Jewish shliach even, doesn't represent me,
then
it wouldn't work. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't give a clear answer, legabe shlichas. So that's where we get to the Rambam and the Rif. So let's look at the Rambam inside, legabe shlichas. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, everyone agrees, is certainly my representative, and ki'ilu I'm there, but what's about shlichas? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos She'elo Pikadon Perek Beis, Halacha He. He says, I'm reading even the non-bold, I do that sometimes. So the Rambam says, Ha'ochel l'shlucho, person says to his shliach, Tzei v'hishol in parasi, I want you as my shliach to go with a cow to this guy I'm lending it to. That is not considered Eino She'el Bailam. Sending a shliach doesn't work. Because Shenemar im baal of imo lo yishalem habaylim atman. Only if the baal, me, if I'm present, but lo shliach, not if I send the shliach. As opposed to if you say amar la avdo akanani, you say to your eved kanani, save a hishul in parasi, then that would be hareze she'el bebaylim sheyad ha'eved kiyad rabo. So although Rambam paskins like the Gemara yad eved kiyad rabo with regards to shliach, as he says a shliach does not represent me. Okay. So the Rif says the same thing. We could jump now to the next page, to the Rush. The Rush in number 6, let's read this inside. This big paragraph in number 6, he just quotes the Rif. And the second paragraph, the last three lines where it says, V'lohavanti dvarv, the Rush is commenting. The Rush says, I don't understand the words of the Rif, and I would say even the Rambam, they say the same thing. The Hod, the Amar Rabba, that which Rabba says, Mistavar Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo, that the hand of the Eved is mamish like the hand of the Rav. Lav lema'ute shashliach, it's not to say that only an Eved represents me. It's not to say, but a shliach doesn't represent me. That's not what it's trying to accomplish. And I could skip that. That line is only, Nakan Hailishna, he only chose the language of Yad Eved, El Fi Dvarv Heshivlo, according to Rabbi Yoshia. Because Rabbi Yoshia has this das, has this opinion, De les le shluchosh adam kamoso. He doesn't think a shliach represents him. That's in Rabbi Yoshia's world. So in Rabbi Yoshia's world, he would agree that Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo. Although a shliach can't represent the Meshaleach, an Eved can. But when it comes to us, V'kol shekein Rabbi Yoch, I'm really skipping down the line, but kol shekein l'Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan holds, and this is how we hold, that shlucho sh'adam kamoso. So in the world of Rabbi Yonasan, that a shliach does represent the Baal, she'ed have she'el b'baylim, when Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo is she'el b'baylim, Dilo gara mishliach acher. A Yad Eved, an Eved Kanani, is no worse than a shliach. Meaning the Rush assumes that's pashut according to Rabbi Yonasan, who holds that shluchol sh'adam kamoso is mamish like me. So certainly an Eved also, it should be no less, an Eved also represents me. He's saying that both an Eved and a shliach is considered bal of imo against the Rambam and the Rif.
Even an Eved and a Shaliach?
Both, he says, an Eved and a Shaliach, he says both them are going to represent the Mishaleach, represent the Masha, the one lending it out. While the Rambam and Ravid say only the Eved represents me, the Shaliach doesn't represent me, the Rush Shaliach thinks both of them. Shaliach has to be a Jew, and Shaliach is the Goy. Exactly, through a different mechanism. But the Rush says both of them represent me. Both the Shaliach and an Eved represent me as the Baal. That's because Eino Batar is Gittin V'Kedushin. We're not talking about Gittin V'Kedushin here. This is referring to the Indian of Sheila Bailam, Dini Mamanis, Choshe Mishpat stuff. So one thing you could suggest, I know it's not 100% clear in the Rush, but it's possible. He says, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo is lo gara mishliach. It's no worse than a shliach. Now that language doesn't sound like it's better than a shliach. It's no worse than a shliach. One could perhaps learn from the Rush that he thinks the mechanism of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo is equated to the mechanism of shlichus. The difference is that when it comes to a shliach, I need to be meman. I need to appoint you to be my shliach. I might need Edom, I might need a kinnan, whatever it is to appoint the shliach I need to do. An Eved Kanani doesn't require mino shlichus. He already is my shliach, whatever he does. But the mechanism that's going on is he's a shliach. Delo gara mishliach acher, no different than any other shlichus. So l'fi the Rush, who equates Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo to the halachas of shlichus, therefore in the world of Sheila Babilim, whether I send my Eved Kanani or I send a shliach, it's as if I'm there. Now we can go back, understand Shitas Tosfos.
Rosh is saying equal way.
Equal, exactly. So now we can go back and understand Tosfos. Tosfos was trying to bring a proof.
Advantages and disadvantages which outweigh each other.
According to Rush, he's not going through them, but there are certain ones, but Rush says it seems to equate the two of them. So now we can understand Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos wanted to say, how do you know, what's the proof in the Gemara that there is shlichus, even when there's no shutvus? Even when me as a mishaleach and you as a shliach, we have no partnership. How do we know shlichus still works there? So he brought a proof from this case of Eved Kanani, Karban Pesach, where I sent my Eved Kanani. And the Rashash says you can't bring a proof because Eved Kanani is a completely different concept. That's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. It's Midin Yad. No proof to Shlichus. But now, in light of this Rush, the Rush who seems to equate Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo with Shlichus, so Tosas might assume the same thing. No. And Eved Kanani is a Shliach also. The concept of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo simply means that he's a appointed. He doesn't need a new appointment. He's always my shliach. That's all it means. But not that he's greater than a shliach. He just doesn't require an appointment. But he is my shliach wherever he goes, whatever he does. He's always my shliach. So it is a mechanism of shlichus. And therefore, that Karban Pesach case does serve as a proof that there is shlichus even when there is no shutzvus.
Is it easy or proper to say that your eved is always like your shliach? Or always?
Sure.
Because then he could act without you and mess you up. And he's only your eved.
The pasuk says li olam behem tavodu. You have to always enslave him. He's your slave, and he always represents you wherever he goes.
No, but you're giving him so much power. If he represents you, and had you given Evan as much power as you would give a yid as a shaliach?
This is the din. He becomes your slave, and wherever he goes, he represents you. Anything he picks up, whatever he acquires, the master gets. He has full control of this Eved. The Eved represents him, but he also has full control. He doesn't treat him very nicely either. But that's the din of Eved Kanani. Okay, we're all good with that point? That riot from Tosfos? Okay, let's move on now.
Yeah, but if this guy gets mad at the master and starts rebelling, I mean, he's still all... some kind of formal disowning or something.
So just like a wife also. A wife is owned by a husband, and if she's starting to rebel, so there's certain things you could do. Okay, so let's look at the Machane Ephraim now. Machane Ephraim in Siman Yud Aleph has a following question. He wants to know about what's halach if I hire a non-Jewish worker to build a fence for me. You know, there's a mitzvah to build a makeh. If I have a flat rooftop and it's accessible, if it's not accessible, if nobody uses the rooftop, so there's no mitzvah of a makkah. Even if you have a door there, that door leads to the roof, but nobody actually uses it, there's no mitzvah to build a makkah, only if it's really something that's being used. The same halacha applies to if you have a banister or steps, if there's no railing, there's also a mitzvah to build a makkah, a fence, a railing to protect if anyone falls, if it's a certain height.
Only if it's being used. Argument to say that somebody could.
No, let's not focus on the makkah right now.
Okay.
So anyway, so he says, so that if I hire a worker, a non-Jewish worker, to build a fence for me, so then would I have to say a bracha on that building of the fence? I get the mitzvah, but he's doing the maisa. So the Machane Ephraim brings a proof from the first parak of Bava Metzia, a different discussion, that Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabo. We've been talking about Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. But the Gemara has a concept that Yad Poel, I know it's hard to read, I apologize, but there's also a concept of Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabo. If I have a worker, the hand of the worker is an extension of my hand as well. And the Gemara explains that it's a Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is stronger, Yad Poel rather, Ki Yad Rabo is stronger than a regular Shliach. Okay. So he says, just like Yad Eved, Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabo, he compares this now to Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. He equates Yad Poel to Yad Eved. That's why he's equating these two concepts. The Gemara uses the same terminology. Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabo, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. So he equates these two and says, just like in Eved, we mamish view the Yad Eved as my hand. It's a part of the goof of the master. So too he wants to say, a Yad Poel is mamish like the Yad Rabo. So when he's building the fence, it's as if I'm building the fence. In which case, he says, the owner, the mishaleach, the Baal HaBayis, would say a bracha. Because when he's building it, it's ke'ilu, I'm building it. So I get the mitzvah, and I would say a bracha. That's the assumption of the Machane Ephraim. Then he makes a second assumption, a second proof, he says. This is really, keep in the back of your mind, the Minchas Chinuch is going to reject this. But the second proof, he says, let's say we assume ein shlichus lagoy. Let's say when I appoint the Paul, he doesn't really represent me. Still, the only time you need shlichus is when the maisa is very important. We were talking about it last time, Aaron, this, when you need the maisa. When I need to do a maisa, or does it need to be totsah, or is it result-oriented? So when something's focused on the action, that action needs to be done in a certain way, I need a proper shliach to get that action done for me. Because it's kilo, I'm doing the maisa. But if there's a mitzvah that's very much result-oriented, I just need everything to be complete. In the end of the day, I don't need a shlichus. I don't need formal shlichus to get it done, because the maisa is not of concern to me. I just need the job to be complete. But how you get there doesn't make a difference. You don't need a shliach, you don't need a maisa, you just need the job done. So he says, if you assume that building a makkah, it's not about building, not putting up the bricks and putting up the wood and nailing it, and that doesn't make a difference. It's the fact that my fence, my roof rather, is protected, the end result, that's of concern. So even if a goy does that for me, even though there's no shlichus for a goy, and even if you assume that Yad Poel is not Kiyad Rabo, in the end of the day, my rooftop is fenced in. And therefore, I get the mitzvah, because in the end of the day, everything's complete. And I can say a bracha. So those are 2 points. But first, I want to focus on the first point again, that he assumes that Yad Poel is Kiyad Rabo, which really means, like Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabo. It's really an extension of me. And it's as if I'm building the fence. That's his first assumption of the Machne Ephraim. So the difficulty with this concept is, and Kivi Eger says that this idea of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, if you go to number 8 now, we'll read the bold, he says, Vizeh Me'atema. This is very, very problematic. The Rabbi Kivi Eger, number 8. Why is it problematic? Deha pshita, it's obvious, the bechol mitzvah, every single mitzvah, de'ein Eved motzi acherim, an Eved cannot be motzi a yid. Kimo shofar kadoma. You imagine having an Eved Kanani go blow the shofar for you? That doesn't work. V'chein b'nedarim. You can't mefer a nether. If your wife makes a nether, you have the ability to be mefer the nether. You could undo the nether. So to b'nedarim. The kaimelan, we hold that de'ena yachal lahafer yidei shlucha. I can't send a shliach to be mefer nedarim. So lo meshtamet chamei poskim. No one says that, oh, but you could send an Eved to do it. Because an Eved is greater than a shliach. Certainly you can't send an Eved. So an Eved can't be my representative, cannot be Yad Rabo in the world of mitzvahs. El Akarchach Bar, it's very clear, says Rabbi Kivi Eger, the Lo Mahani Hach Svarad Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, this Svar of the Yad Eved being a Yad Rabo, it's Rak Le'inin Mamon, Tavish Sheila Bebailim. The only time it came up was that Gemara Bamatsia, which Sheila Bebailim, where it's representing me as if I'm there, that's Bebal of Emo. That's in the world of Mamonis. Avalobe Mitzvah V'Isur Deraisa. But to have an Eved, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, blow the shofar for me, to put tefillin on his hand as if I'm putting on tefillin, certainly that doesn't work. So there's a limit. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo is not mamish my hand. It's greater than shlichus, but it's not quite mamish my hand. And there's a cutoff line. Where's that cutoff line? He says, mitzvahs on one side, and dinam mamish on the other side. Sheila Bebailim works with a Yad Eved because that's the world of mamonis. But the world of mitzvah and isurim, to blow a shofar and nedarim, that doesn't work. So light this Rabbi Kveger, we could say, Machne Ephraim doesn't make any sense. He says that a Yad Poel is Kiyad Rabo. If I hire a worker to build a fence, it's like I'm building a fence. But the idea of building a makeh is not a dini mamonis din. It's a dini iser. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to build a fence. It's not dini mamonis. Yeah, it costs money to build it, but that's not dini mamonis. It costs money to buy a carbon. That's not dini mamonis. Just because it costs money.
Isn't it to prevent you from being chayav? So the no fail, that someone falls, you won't have to pay for it.
Not necessarily. The pasuk does connect the two of them together. There is a discussion whether or not, even if that's the case, let's say, to protect from someone falling, that's still a dini iser of ritzicha. It would be an iser of murder. Unless you want to connect it to damage.
I just thought of it more as like a building code, like a dini mamonis type of thing.
Okay. I hear that.
But can you just say the difference? There's a difference between the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah really to build, or is the mitzvah to have it?
Yes, so we're going to get to that point in a second. But the first point is
the mitzvah to have it.
Yes, so we'll get to that in just a second. But this first point about the Yad Pol being Yad Rabo, it's being my representative, it's my hand. So if we assume Makkah is in the world of mitzvah, let's say for a second, it's a dinei mitzvah. It's like putting on a tefillin. It's like building a sukkah, which is a mitzvah, not dinei mamonis. So then you can apply this din of Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo, Yad Poel, Kiyad Rabo, and it wouldn't work. I couldn't say the bracha, even though he's my hand. That hand doesn't work in the world of mitzvahs. Yeah.
So how did we keep explaining Tosfos, where we said that it was the case of Karm Pesach, and the Eved is a shliach there?
Exactly. So that's the same point. So according to Rikvi Eger, that would be another reason to explain Tosfos as well. Meaning, according to Rashash, he says, how could you bring a raya from Eved Kanani, Karm Pesach, Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo? Rabbi Kveger says that's the world of Karban Pesach, that's the world of mitzvahs. We don't apply the din of Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo, in the world of mitzvahs. So Elamai has to be through shlichas, according to Rabbi Kveger. It must be through shlichas. So this would be another reason to explain Shitas Tosos is going the guy of shlichas. Very, very good. I think B'Yamin has a great...
Like the rush, exactly.
Just like the rush. Rabbi Kveger is coming from a different angle. He's limiting Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo. In general, he thinks he's in the middle, just to put up the shitas together. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo is mamish like the Yad. That's one approach. The Rush, we said, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo always is a shlichas. The Rebbe Kiviger is in the middle. In the world of Mamonis, Yad Eved's Mamish like the Yad. But in the world of Mitzvahs, that concept doesn't exist. Yad Eved doesn't work. So that would be a Shlichus. In the world of Mitzvahs, it would be Shlichus. So really, Rebbe Kiviger says, it depends on the context. Sometimes it's the Kiyad, Rabbo, and sometimes it's working through the mechanism of Shlichus. So those are the three sheets we have in understanding Yad Eved, Kiyad, Rabbo.
Yeah, but if the Yad concept doesn't work because it's a Goy in Mitzvahs, then why should the Shliach concept work when it's a Goy in Mitzvahs?
Very, very good. So Dave's asking a phenomenal question right now. So let's say you say Yad Eved, Kiyad, Rabbo, doesn't work Mamish Kiyad, it's working through Shlichus. So now the Eved Kanani is my Shliach. Problem is, ain't Shlichus Lagoy. Right? He can't be my Shliach anymore. That's a great question. This is part of a larger discussion that Eved Kanani, what I've been saying up until now, I didn't want to get involved in this conversation, but I've been saying Eved Kanani is really a Goy. It's not really so true. Eved Kanani does do mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us he has to do mitzvahs like a woman. The Pasuk says, La Lagabi Eved Kanani, it says, La Lagabi Isha, Gezer Shava, whatever women are chayav to do, Eved Kanani is chayav in mitzvahs also at that point. They both pater mitzvahs ase, she has man grumma, so they have to keep mitzvahs. So there's a machlokas. Let's say the Eved Kanani runs away. Does he have to still keep mitzvahs there? Most Yishonim say yes, because he's a Yid. He's a Yid with limitation, but he is a Yid. But the Shitas HaGaonim hold that he doesn't have to keep mitzvahs, actually, when he runs away, because he's not really Jewish. And the only reason why he keeps mitzvahs when he's in my house is because he has to just do the minhag hamakom. That's what we're doing. But he's not really chai be'etzim. So let's say the Eved Kanani, once he gets freed, if he gets freed in a certain situation, does he have to go through a geiris process? So according to many Rishonim, no, he doesn't have to. When he became an Eved Kanani, he went to the mikvah, that made him a ger, and he just, when he gets freed, now he's just a full-fledged Jew. But according to the Gaonim, when he gets freed, he needs a tevila, because he wasn't Jewish, there's no geiris yet. So now when he gets freed, whatever the reason might be, whatever the heter to get freed is, he's dunked into the mikvah, and now he becomes a Yid suddenly. So if we assume that an Eved Kanani really is a Yid, so then the Shlichus case would make sense.
The Gaonim don't hold that there's a change, there's an actual etzim change in status for an Eved Kanani.
When he becomes
that, he doesn't. When he becomes, while he's still an Eved Kanani, it's not an intermediate stage between Goy and Jew. It's like a complete Goy.
It seems like there's only the only changes in terms of his ownership, who he's owned by now. He's owned, and he's a kinin, is a kinin mamun, kinin guf by the owner. But in terms of his religion, it remains the same according to the simple reading of the Shitas Gaonim. That gives certainly a part of it, 100%. That's an important case. So now this other nafkamina would be, do they have shlichus? Does an Eved Kanani have shlichus? So we saw a couple weeks ago, I think we said, there is no shlichus for an Eved, because he's lab b'tar's gittin v'kedushin. But the Gemara in gittin, chaf beis, chaf gimel, which indicates that an Eved Kanani does have shlichus. So it's a machlokas we showed him in the end whether Eved Kanani has shlichus or he doesn't have shlichus. So to answer your question, a very good question, but according to the Ramban, an Eved Kanani does have shlichus. Well, good here? Fine.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So that just to clarify, so we were given a poll that Yad Eved Kiarabu doesn't work by mitzvos, but he's the only thing, meaning he could be appointed as a shliach.
That's what I think. I think so, yeah. He can be, and this would explain again the Tosos who brings the Gemara in Pesachim, that Yad Eved can't work because that's Karban Pesach, that's a mitzvah. It must be through the mechanism of Shlichus. Okay. Let's now jump to the Tshuvas Divrei Malkiyah. So Machan Ephraim had another assumption. He wanted to equate the two concepts of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo with the concept of Yad Poel Kiyad Rabbo. He wanted to equate that to Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo. That the Gemara says, my worker is my hand, just like the Eved's my hand. Those two concepts he equated. They're very similar terminologies. So Divrei Malkiyo explained, we'll read the bold here, number 10. Says, Lanias Daiti, Lo Dami Sachir La Eved. You can't compare a hired worker to an Eved Kanani. The Eved Yesh Lo Kinan Guf. When I own an Eved Kanani, he's mine. I own every part of him. He's mine. So that's why you could say, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo. I'm hiring him for the day. I don't own him. Yes, I'm paying him. He has to work for me, and he can't run away on the job. But I don't own Beguf. So how could the Machne Ephraim equate the two concepts and say just like Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo, he represents me, that he could create Baal of Emo in the world of Shela. Doesn't say the same thing by Sachir. So he quotes in the bottom here, number 10, Ude Kamrinim Babab Metzia. The Gemara tells us Poel Yad. Yado Kiyad Baal Bayis. Doesn't he say that? Doesn't the Gemara say that the Yad of the Poel is like the Yad of the Baal Bayis? That's the Gavi Mitzia. That's one halacha of if the worker finds a lost object along the way, picks it up, that's picking up for the employer. I get to keep it. That's the one area where we say Yad Poel Ki Yad Bal Habayis. But beyond the Indian of Mitzia finding something lost while he's doing my job, outside of that, there's no concept of Yad Poel Ki Yad Bal Habayis. And therefore, when the worker builds that fence for me, it's not as if I'm building the fence. He's building a fence, not me. You don't say Yad Poel Ki Yad Bal Habayis in the case of building a fence. And for that reason, says Divrei Malkiel, you would not say bracha if you hire a non-Jewish worker to build a fence for you.
So that means we decided that it's mamish the mitzvah of the actual building, not of having.
That's what it sounds like, exactly. That's the first understanding of Machan Ephraim. So right now, Machan Ephraim, who assumed that Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabo, so we said there are two reasons to argue with that. One is because maybe you don't apply that in the world of mitzvahs, and Mach is the world of mitzvahs, though I think Binyamin has a great point. It might be the world of mamonos. But let's assume for a second that Mach is building in the world of mitzvahs. We don't apply the din of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo in the world of mitzvahs. Or you could say, let's say you assume that Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo does work in the world of mitzvahs. Let's say again, Rabbi Kiveger, that he can represent me. But still, Yad Poel is a completely different concept. Yad Poel, he's just a hired worker for the day. It's a much lower level than an Eved. So although Eved can be mamish my hand, Yad Poel cannot be my hand. The only time we apply the din of Yad Poel Ki Yad Bal Habayis is in the world of Metzia, finding a lost object. But beyond that, outside of that, we don't find that concept. That's how Divrei Malkiel rejects this Machane Ephraim, and he would say not to say a bracha when hiring a non-Jew to build my fence. Okay, we're good? Let's go one more. I feel bad, we're really ripping apart the Machane Ephraim here. But there's one more approach as to why to reject the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim again said, if I hire a non-Jewish worker to build a fence for me, I could say a bracha. So the second approach as to why I'm allowed to say a bracha is because you don't really need shlichus here to build a fence. The only time I need shlichus is, in general, and this is a very important concept, as I said before, whenever the maisa is very crucial, so you need a shliach to represent me to do that action. Whenever the totzah, whenever the result is the crucial element, as long as the job gets done, however it gets done, you don't need shlichus. I could have a goy, a katan, create that fence for me. So that's what the Machane Ephraim said, that it's all about the result. My roof now is fenced in, it's protected. My stairs have this railing on it, it's protected. So I don't care how it got done, I own a house that has a protected roof, I have the mitzvah, I can say the bracha. So says the Machane Ephraim, or rather in the Minchas Chinuch, he says, number 11, Aval im, in the bold, Aval im ose mitzvah aydei cheir shotev akotin, if I do a mitzvah to a person who's a cheirish or a shotev or a katan, oh akam or non-Jew, the la bar shlichas, all these individuals are la shlichas. Lo kaim ha-mitzvah, I don't get the mitzvah. U bitil mitzvah aseh, I'm avatil the aseh. The mitzvah aseh tzarech lasos, oh hu, oh shlucho. And he goes on to bring in the examples of makeh. So the machne, the Minchas Chinuch says the building of the makeh is not about the totzah. It's not about the result. It's actually about the maisa of building. If the makeh is about the maisa of building, so then I need a proper shliach to do that maisa of building for me. I can't have a cherish, I can't have a shota, I can't have a katan, I can't have a goy do that maisa for me. I need a maisa, I need a shliach to represent me in doing that maisa. So you see that there's a fun... What?
You said the same thing about mezuzah, like you're not, you would say, like it's also done in the gavra, not the chavtza, to have a mezuzah on your house?
You could raise this question for every single one. I don't know how he assumes legabe the mezuzah. I don't know if he brings this as an example, but every mitzvah you could raise that question. We spoke about this in the past, the bris milah. Is bris milah about the maisa milah or about tatzah being mahu? Every mitzvah you could pretty much break it down that way. So in this particular mitzvah of makeh, there's a machlokas. Is makeh about the asiyas makeh or it's about having a makeh? So according to Machane Ephraim, it's about having a makeh, so who cares how it gets done? I don't need shlichas. I can even have a goy and I'll get the mitzvah. But the Minchas Chinuch assumed it's about the asiyas hamakeh, building it. If it's about me building it, I need a shliach, a proper shliach, to build it for me. That would only be a yid, as opposed to a poel akum, a non-Jewish worker. It wouldn't be a mitzvah for me. If I have to hire him to do it for me, I'd actually mevat laseh, because I'm not doing the mitzvah. I'm not getting shlichas of doing the mitzvah either. So if you want to build a fence in your house, around your roof, and you want to be yotei l'shitas, better to have a Jewish, either do it yourself, that's really the best, if you're capable. If you're not capable, I wouldn't advise doing that. But if you're not capable, better to hire a Jewish worker than a non-Jewish worker, because the Minchas Chinuch says you only get the mitzvah if there's real shlichus here through a yid.
What's the lashon of the mitzvah?
In the Torah?
Yeah.
I don't remember the pasuk offhand.
So
that's always, you always ask the question, is that really a raya or not? So they bring a raya, sukkah's tasa lecha, build a sukkah. So does tasa also mean asiyah there? That's also a question, is the sukkah, is there a mitzvah asiyah sukkah, or is there not mitzvah asiyah sukkah? The mitzvah is really leishiva sukkah. So it's not so clear that just because it says asiyah in the pasuk doesn't mean that's a mitzvah in that way. Pasha says yes, but they bring a raya from but sukkah, that just because it's tas elacha doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. That's a discussion.
Would the rabbi say the same thing in sukkah that you just said with the wall? That your ideal situation is to build it yourself, then comes having a Jew, then comes having a goy?
So not necessarily by sukkah, because sukkah, the idea, there's no mitzvah, according to many Rishonim, there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. The mitzvah is to sin a sukkah. However it gets done, as long as it's done with the proper halachas, then it's fine. Okay. Let's finish off with one last piece here. I'll say this one quickly outside, and then we'll stop here. That up until now we've been discussing the concepts of shlichus, yad eved ki yad rabo, yad poel ki yad bal habayis. There's one third application of a yad beno ki yad aviv, and this is a chiddush. It's not found in the Gemaras anywhere. It's found in the Chassam Sofer here, and it's a somewhat of a complicated situation here. A choshen mishpah case, and then the three partners. And they put some money invest in something, and three workers, and then the three fathers of the workers didn't want to show up, so they send their sons to go watch the factory, and then only one of the sons show up to the factory, now the other two sons to the factory, and they want to know that something happened. The guy, the son, one of the sons lost the money. He lost the money that he's supposed to have. And he's posheya, because the way the case was explained was he left it in a pocket that was in his leg, towards the sock. He like stuck the money in his sock. And he's getting off the wagon, the money fell out. So he's posheya, because that's not the proper place to keep the money. He should have kept it in his pocket, in his wallet. So he's posheya. So the discussion in the Chassam Sofer is, if the presence of the son, is that considered an extension of the father, kibal of imo? If the owners of the factory were there and they lost the money, so bal of imo, they were present. So even though the money was lost, it's considered a bal of imo. And therefore there's a het there, no one's responsible for the loss of money. But when you send the son on this job, is the son going to be an extension of the father? Is the banav considered yad beno ki yad aviv? And that's the new phrase that the Chassam Sofer quotes. And he says, as a possibility, that if the children, even if they're gedolim, even if they're above the age of 13, if they're still being somech al shulchan avim, they're eating at home, where the father is still supporting them, so he thinks it's possible to suggest the yad beno kiad aviyam, and he would think it's considered bal of imo, which again is a huge chiddush that the son mamish represents the father, even though he's not really there, and even though we don't find such a concept in the Gemara. So just to explain, I'll finish with this: where this idea might come from, I don't know. That there's a concept when it comes to the sugyas of yerusha, comes to inheritance. The Gemara's in Yeshnochel in the 8th parak of Baba Basa talk about Yerusha, based on the Pesukim of Benos Tzlafchad, about a father being Morish to a son, into a daughter, into a parent, into a brother, into a sister, the whole Seder of Yerusha. So there, the Gemara seems to indicate there's a unique Yerusha when it comes father passing on to son. There's something unique about that Yerusha, about that inheritance, whereby the Baal Hamor, there in the back of Yesh Nochlin, again, 8th Perakim Baal Basa, he says when the father dies and passes on the Yerusha to the son, it's Ki'ilu Ha'av Kayim. When the son inherits, it's as if the father is still alive. That's what the Baal Mor says. We also have a Rashi in Hor Yosdav Vav. I forget the context exactly, but the Rashi also uses that same terminology. Ki'ilu ha'av kayim. As if the father is alive. And there's a Gemara in Erev who's talking about making Erev Tchumim or Erev Chateres. I forget which Erev. But let's say a father sets up an Erev and then the father dies. So now the son's Yorish at Erev, he doesn't need to make a new Erev, because the Gemara says, Kara Davua, that the son of the father is like the leg of the father. The son is a continuation, he's mamish part of the same body. So we have this unique relationship of the Yad, the Regel, that Regel, or the Beno, is the Regel of the father, so the same concept of the Yad Eved, Kiad Rabo, might apply as well. But so maybe that's a suggestion, yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying when he's still under his support and under his own roof.
Exactly. Only when he's being supported by him, according to Chassam Sofer, when there's a real connection between the two of them, you're going to have the concept of the Yad Beno Kiad Aviv. So we find that different, similar precedents in the world of Yerusha as well.
But if it's in a strange son...
So then it wouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll stop here. Next week, we're going to continue. I know people have Monday and Sunday is a different schedule. Monday and Monday is a different schedule. It's because of holidays, I think. And Hanukkah also, but I plan on being here regularly, so anyone wants to, I'll be here learning. Next week, the topic will be about Karban Pesach, about the mitzvah of Lekicha, about buying the mitzvah of Karban Pesach together. Just to give you a little heads up, the Gemara says, how do we know, we saw today, how do you know that Karban Pesach, how do you know rather that Shlichus works for Kachim? So Gemara says, V'lakhu, that they bought the Karban Pesach together. So the Tosfos Rosh asks, but when they bought the Karban Pesach, it was a regular animal, it was a chulin animal. So how can you bring a raya from buying the Karban Pesach, which is a chulin animal, to prove that that by Kachim in general, Shlichus works by Kachim? So that's a shalom for next week. We're going to discuss. Okay, everyone have a wonderful rest of the week, a wonderful Shabbos.